Georgia has a workforce problem. According to experts, two-thirds of the state's jobs will soon require some type of education beyond high school. But Georgia isn't producing enough qualified candidates to fill those positions. In fact, it's not even close. So to boost its number of skilled workers, state leaders want to make college more affordable to more people. And we hear about the plans from Martha Dalton.
You may remember this popular nursery song.
The toe bone's connected to the foot bone. The foot bone's connected to the ankle bone. The ankle bone's connected.
That's kind of how this story works. There are several pieces to it, and they're all connected. Let's start with jobs. Georgia expects to get high-paying good ones in the next several years, so the state needs a lot more graduates of 2 and 4 year colleges. To get those graduates, schools need to enroll more students.
The challenge is we've never faced a challenge like this.
Dave Spence is the president of the Southern Regional Education Board. The group has been studying this problem in Georgia and 15 other states.
These post-secondary completion goals are extraordinarily high.
Georgia, for example, would need to increase its graduates by 20%. To get there, Spence says colleges would have to cast a wider net to attract different types of students.
We know they're going to be increasingly lower income than we've had in the past.
That is connected to another problem, the cost of college. In recent years, tuition and fees have risen in Georgia. The university system is worried. Many students are priced out. Georgia's HOPE program pays a percentage of tuition and fees, but it's based on grades and reaches only 36% of university students and 8% of students working on 2-year degrees. Now there are calls for a massive statewide needs-based scholarship, one that's based on family income instead of just grades. Georgia already has a small program called REACH, but it only reaches 685 students so far. They get $10,000 toward tuition. And that'll help some students, like DeKalb 8th grader Ashley Navarro.
I come from like a minority family where getting a job is really hard, and this scholarship has provided an opportunity for me to actually go to college and have a better future for myself.
But now some lawmakers want to fund a bigger program that would serve more students from low-income families.
We can't get to these families.
Senator Fran Miller is championing a new needs-based scholarship program.
When I go out and talk to the president of Georgia Gwinnett College, and he starts with 13,200 young people, and within a month, he's down to $12,400 because somebody can't afford $400 or $500. That's a tragedy.
Miller expects to present data to lawmakers in March and hopes the program will be established by 2018. The Southern Regional Education Board is trying to figure out how Georgia can expand college enrollment. At the state legislature, lawmakers want to maximize funds for the HOPE program, and they've started to look at casinos. All of these efforts are meant to build a pipeline of qualified employees to give Georgia's workforce strong bones. Martha Dalton, WABE News.
The backbone's connected to the neck bone. The neck bone's connected to the...
And you can connect to more stories from Martha Dalton and the rest of the WABE Newsroom by visiting our website, wabe.org.